I appreciate Brother Curtis Presnell. He's been a coming to camp meeting how many years? 19? 2010, 12 years, hadn't missed a time. He reaches out to help men that cannot help themselves. Men, you and I probably wouldn't turn to look to. But he has a heart for them. And I appreciate the work that he does. And this morning, I just felt like we ought to receive an offering for Hope After Dope Ministries. And we're going to ask you to come forward. If the Lord's touched your heart, if he hadn't, that's all right.
Say, in 2003, October the 23rd, had you met me, you couldn't have met me because I was in jail, but had you met me, you would have never believed that I would be standing in a place like this with people like this.
Amen.
But for the cross of Christ, and for the fact that he touched me, Brother Stacy, I got to be careful or I get too excited. I am overwhelmed at what God has allowed in my life since that happened. And the people that he has allowed in my life since that day. When I got saved, I had no idea. What's Brother Rule say? I was on the little end of something. I had no idea what all this was about. I knew going to church and all that. I mean, you're raised in the Bible Belt. That stuff's kind of simple. But when you really learn God and meet God, the difference is amazing. And what God has done since 2003, if I took time to tell you some of the things like that have happened today and different things, you'd think I was making some of it up. Really. I mean, and I was telling Brother Paul, I said, stuff like this, I don't have nothing to give back. And I want to so bad, and I try every way I can. And people, good people like y'all have been good to me and treated me like I'm family. Amen. And it keeps you humble. Amen. I want to say I love every one of you, and I appreciate you. And I love too. Brother Steve, and I love your friend.
I love you, brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate the ministry that he has, and I appreciate his faithfulness. Thank you for what's been given. We'll let you know what that is later on. But it's just been a joy to be here. I spoke to Brother Russell Dula right here in the Shavings just a moment ago. I want you to pray for this man. He's been a blessing to me. He's having surgery in the morning on his legs. God knows his need, and you lift him up to the Lord, and I'd appreciate it. Father, I want to thank you this morning for what you've done.